It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
Featuring special guest star Stan Freeberg as Sherlock Holmes.
In our last episode, Dr. Floyd and Dr. Steve had just made another literature jump. We knew that Dr. Steve had landed in front of the office of Sherlock Holmes, but we had no idea where Dr. Floyd had wound up. That is, until now, as there is a brilliant flash of light, and we see our hero come crashing down into the middle of a small but well-furnished consultation room in London, England.
Oh boy, where in tarnation am I now? And where's Dr. Steve? He took his arm from around me right as we made that literature jump. I thought he said he was gonna do... Come in?
The door of the consultation room opens, and there on the threshold stands a man well over 6 feet tall, and so thin he appears considerably taller. His eyes are sharp and piercing, and he has a thin, hook-lined nose and a square jaw. He quickly looks around the room and enters, closing the door behind him.
Are you alone, Watson?
Watson? Yes?
Have you any objection to my closing your shutters, Watson?
No. Go ahead. Close them.
As the man edges his way around the room, flinging the shutters together, Dr. Floyd ponders curiously on the name he's been called. If he is Watson and this is a piece of classic literature, then this man could only be...
Sherlock Holmes?
You were expecting, maybe, Basil Rathbone?
Basil...
Never mind. You are no doubt wondering why I'm here.
Well, I assume it's because you have a new case.
Why, yes, I do. How nice of you to notice. It's very stylish, don't you think? Matches my cloak.
No, I meant you have a new mystery to solve.
Oh, right. Watson, have you ever heard of Professor Moriarty?
Wasn't he a mathematics professor?
That's him. Well, after an extensive investigation, I've come to realize that it is he who has been behind all the recent crimes in London, masterminding numerous acts of evil like some sort of...
Evil mastermind?
Precisely. Moriarty is the Napoleon of crime.
You mean he plans to invade Russia?
No, Watson. It was just a figure of speech.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Anyway... I have just put a plan into action that will, in a mere 3 days' time, expose Moriarty's misdeeds to all of London, and in turn, get him arrested.
Oh, bravo, Holmes. Jolly good show.
Yes. It was quite clever of me, wasn't it? But you see, Watson, as clever as my cleverness was, Moriarty was clever enough to discover my cleverness.
Clever.
So imagine my surprise when... This very morning, he showed up at 221B Baker Street.
Egad, what did he look like?
Well, he's extremely tall and thin, his shoulders are rounded, and his two eyes are deeply sunken into his head.
Does he have pale skin and greasy black hair?
Well, yes, he does, Watson. How did you know?
Just plain a hunch.
Well, the moment he entered the room, he peered at me with great curiosity, then smiled at me and said... You don't know me, do you?
You don't know me, do you?
On the contrary, I know exactly who you are.
Well, then if you know who I am, then you know why I'm here.
Oh, I know why you're here, and you know I know why you're here.
Well, then if you know that I know that you know why I'm here, then you must know that I know that you know that I know that you know why I'm here.
Yes, I know.
Look, I didn't come here for witty banter.
I'm sorry, were you being witty?
What? Look, I came here to tell you that I'm quite sure a smart man like yourself can see that if you think you're smart enough to bring destruction upon me, I am smart enough to do the same to you.
You have paid me several compliments, Mr. Moriarty. Let me pay you one in return when I say that a man smart enough to see how smart I am is surely smart enough to know that I'm smart enough to outsmart one as smart as you.
Oh, you think you're so smart, don't you?
I get by.
Well, you haven't seen the last of me, Sherlock Holmes.
And with that, he left my office.
Dear me.
You can see the great danger I am in, Watson. It is this reason I'm wondering if you'll come away with me to Switzerland until 3 days have passed and Moriarty is in custody.
Of course, Holmes. You can count on me to help you with this case.
Oh, no need, Watson. You see, it's got a padded handle and a detachable shoulder strap.
Not that case. The Moriarty case.
Oh, right. I'll meet you at the station in an hour.
I just wish I knew which Sherlock Holmes story this was. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle wrote so many of them, it's hard to keep them all straight.
And as Dr. Floyd hurriedly prepares to leave, we must take our leave of this episode. Will Sherlock Holmes be able to outsmart Professor Moriarty, who's obviously being portrayed by Dr. Steve in this version of the story? Or will Dr. Steve gain the upper hand in this battle of good versus evil? And in what capacity will Dr. Floyd help Sherlock Holmes with this case?
Oh, I don't need any help with this case. It has little rolly wheels on it, you see.
Not that case. Never mind. Find out next time on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.
Episode number 709 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd starred Stan Freberg as Sherlock Holmes. Stan Freberg's History of the United States of America, Volumes 1 and 2 are highly recommended by everyone here at the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd. Music for this episode by Jody Whitesides, www.jodywhitesides.com. This episode was written by Grant Pachoco and based on the stories of Sherlock Holmes by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Leave us a voicemail at area code 818-332-3053. Visit the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd merchandise store at www.drfloyd.com/store. This episode was recorded at Dr. Floyd Studios in beautiful downtown Burbank, California. Episode number 709 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd is copyright 2008 Dr. Floyd Industries. All rights reserved.
Hey, Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd fans, want to look cool for back to school? Then you'd need the brand new official Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd t-shirt, available exclusively at the Dr. Floyd online store at www.drfloyd.com. The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd t-shirt features a brand new drawing of the cast of the show on the front and our catchphrase and website on the back. The shirt is 100% cotton and comes in sizes for both kids and adults. Go to www.drfloyd.com right now to get your brand new Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd t-shirt. Hurry, though. Quantities are limited in this initial run. The brand new Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd t-shirt, available only at www.drfloyd.com. Get yours today and set your wardrobe to fun. Clear the airwaves! Clear the airwaves! It's now time for Dr. Floyd's Imagination Nation Ranger's secret message for you members of the Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation. Remember, kids, only official Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Rangers can decode Dr. Floyd's secret message with the secret decoder ring available only from www.imaginationranger.com. All right, grab your secret decoder rings and a pencil and paper and prepare to set your imagination to fun. Remember, Dr. Floyd is counting on you. And here is the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Ranger secret message for episode number 709, Making the Case. 4, 7, 25, 23, 8, 2, 1, 7, 14, 8, 15, 18, 21, 14, 25, 5, 7, 23, 9, 8, 15, 15, 14, 7, 1, 18, 8, 15. And that was a message from Dr. Floyd himself to all his Imagination Nation Rangers. You can join Dr. Floyd's Imagination Nation and become an Imagination Nation Ranger only at www.imaginationranger.com. And until next time, set your imagination to fun!